on. Praise the Lord. I want to be right. Praise God. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for another day. We thank you for blessing us throughout the course of the week. We thank you for giving us this opportunity to come before you one more time. Lord, we humble ourselves before you. We ask that you'll forgive our sins, that you'll blot out our transgressions, that you'll wash us and make us clean in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will cover us under your blood, that you will keep us in your protection. And Lord, we pray right now that you'll bless this radio broadcast. Oh, Lord God, let it be a blessing to all the listeners, and let a blessing come upon each and every one. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless us right now with the blessing that we stand in need of. You know us, Lord. You know us. You made us. You know everything about us. And we ask, Lord, that you will intervene right now and that you will move by your power. Let the glory of God be revealed. Lord, we ask that you will speak unto us and that you will minister to us, O God, the things that we need, both spiritually and naturally. Lord, we just want to thank you right now for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, for your goodness toward us. We pray, Lord God, that you will send forth your word, that you will speak to each one of us and cause us, Lord, to hear your voice in the name of Jesus. We just want to thank you, Lord God, right now for all that you've done. And we pray right now that your will be done and that you will have your way, that you will take full control, that you will bless your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. Lord, not our will, but all of these and other blessings we ask in your holy name, your will be done. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We just thank God for blessing us to come on the air one more time. Praise the Lord. We just give honor to God, who is the head of our lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God because he truly is a mighty good God. And I'm so grateful for this radio broadcast. It has been a great blessing to me. It's a new venture, a new ministry, and it is helping me to grow that much more in spirituality and even developing a closer relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're just so grateful for the Lord blessing us once again. And I would like to also mention that I have joining with me once again Evangelist Maybel Edmond. And I also have Evangelist Khadija Hameen joining the broadcast today. For the benefit of those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, you're listening to Evangelist Sheila Hameen, Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church of God, located at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, Incorporated, located at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey, where our president and Northern District Overseer is Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our vice president and Southern District Overseer is Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr. He is also the pastor of one of our branches down south, Victory Temple Church of God, located in Jacksonville, Florida. Praise the Lord. I just thank God because the Lord is doing great and mighty things. It is a blessing indeed to come before you one more time. Praise the Lord. I'm lifting up Jesus because of all that he's done. I'm giving him the glory because it all belongs to him. Praise the Lord. And I want you to join in with me in lifting up the name of the Lord Jesus and glorifying his holy name, because truly the Lord is worthy of all praises. Praise is what I do. Glory be to God. I give him praise always. And I believe that one of the psalmists, David, he began to say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And you have to mean that when you say it. Just saying you're blessing when things are going good, that's not good enough. But when things are not going so good, you ought to be able to bless the Lord. You ought to be able to give him praise. Amen. You ought to be able to worship him. Amen. So we just thank God for all things. At this time, we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to ask Evangelist Khadija Hameen if she would come forth and read a scripture and also give a selection. Evangelist Khadija.
Praise the Lord. God bless you all. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Maybell. God bless all the listeners. Glad to be on the line one more time. Indeed, yes, praise is what we do. We're going to read the scripture. It's going to be taken from the 91st number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse, the 91st number of Psalm, 91, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Thank God for the reading of his word. The 91st number of Psalm, the first throughout the 11th verses. And I thank God for his protection. I thank God because he's not going to allow the things that are happening in the world today. You know, we have COVID. We've got a social movement happening. But God is not going to allow these things to overtake us, to overcome us. And I'm grateful today. And we're going to sing this song. Amen. What God has for me is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. What God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. What God has for me, it is for me, it is for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. What God has for me, it is for me. And I just want to encourage somebody. And what God has for you, it is for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
What God has for you, it is for you. I know without a doubt that He will bring you out. What God has for you, it is for you. It is for you. It is for you. What God has for you, that is for you. I know without a doubt that He will bring you out. What God has for you, it is for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. What God has for you and what God has for me, for us, it's for us. Nobody can take it. We can't even give it away. It's for us. It's for us. And I'm so grateful today. Amen. God bless Evangelist Maybell.
Lord, I thank the Lord for me coming to you from Camden, New Jersey. I'd like to thank God for His goodness and His mercy. I thank Him for that beautiful song, What God Has for Me, It Is for Me. And I thank God also for the scripture reading from Psalm the 91st number of Psalm. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we shall abide under the Almighty if we just continue to trust in the Lord, continue to look to the Lord, because He is our help. He will come to our rescue. When troubles come, the Lord will be right there, and He will help us to get out of our trouble. I heard David when he said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his troubles.
Yes.
And God is the same God. He's still alive. He's not dead, but He's yet alive. God is a deliverer. He knows what each and every one of us are going through, and He knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. I know the Lord is a way maker. He's a door opener, and He's able to do everything. He can heal your body, heal your mind, heal your soul. He can deliver you and fill you with the Holy Ghost. Whatever you need from God, He has it. You just have to ask Him. The Bible said, ask. He had not, because you asked not. So we have to ask the Lord and let Him know what we need of Him. And I'm sure if we mean it out of our heart, that the Lord will come. He will hear and answer our prayer. He'll come to us, and He will deliver us. He will make a way. He will open up a door if we just trust Him and continue to take Him at His word. God deliverer. Thank God thus far for all that has been said and done to the glory and the honor of God. At this time, I'm going to turn this part of the service over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening scripture, for the beautiful selection, testimony, exhortations, encouragement. Thank God for both Evangelist May Edmond and also Evangelist Khadija for joining me in lifting up the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. And this is a time of praise. We ought to go ahead and praise God like never before. Praise the Lord. We might not be gathering together inside the building, but we can praise Him where we are. If the Lord should move on you and touch you, you ought not to hold back. You ought not to draw back. Praise. If you have to get in a corner and push off that corner, go ahead and praise the Lord anyhow. You might be the only one in the room, but it's all right. As long as the Spirit of the Lord is there, give him the praise that is due to his name. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for everything that's been said and done. Praise the Lord. And I do want to talk to you just a little bit this evening. Praise the Lord. Going to the Word of God. And the Word of God is certainly what we need, especially in times like these. We need to be encouraged. We need to be uplifted. We need to be fed. Praise God. Because a lot of things are happening, and we don't really know what each one is going through, but many of us are just going through some situations that we had not experienced before, but the Lord is able to get us through it. And so we need the Word of God to uplift us, to uphold us, to keep us strong, to keep us focused. So let us turn our minds and our hearts toward hearing the Word of God and hearing something from the Lord. And I'll ask that you will pray with me for just a little while as we go to the Word of God. And I would like to start with St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, beginning with verse 1, to read up to verse 14. And I am reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Also, I would like to go to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, in its entirety of 21 verses. And the Word of God will speak for itself. Praise the Lord. So I'll start with St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, verse 1. And it reads, "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to shew him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Thank God for the reading of this portion of the scripture. Praise the Lord. And tonight I'd like to talk to you a little bit about faith, hope, charity. The greatest of these three is charity. And as Jesus was going out of the temple, when he departed, his disciples came to him and they wanted to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus responded with a question to them, "See ye not all these?" And he said that these were going to be torn down. In other words, he, as it reads, "There shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." And this prompted immediate inquiry of his disciples. And it let them know that one day destruction was coming. In other words, the world is coming to an end. And so they went to Jesus as he sat on the Mount of Olives, and they privately went to him, and they asked Jesus about these things, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and end of the world?" And so they immediately knew that something was going to happen. And the only way they could get an answer was to inquire of Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you." A lot of things are happening around this time. We see that there's deceit, there's falsehood, it's all around. Jesus prophesied, saying that many shall come in his name, saying that they are Christ. And we have seen these different ones rising up, saying that they are Christ, and people are following them, they're flocking after them, and they are being deceived. As Jesus said, that they would deceive many. And he spoke about wars and rumors of wars, and that's what we see happening right now. But Jesus comforted his disciples, saying to them not to be troubled, because these things had to come to pass. However, the end is not yet. So now we are looking at all the troubles around us. We are looking at the wars and the rumors of wars and all the things that are happening all around the world. We are even in the midst of a pandemic. But Jesus is saying, "See that you be not troubled." Praise the Lord. He just comforted his disciples in so many different ways, and letting them know that they did not have to let their heart be troubled. If they believed in God, he said to them to believe also in me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And going on down, Jesus explained about the nations that would rise against nations, kingdom against kingdom, famine, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows. But that's not the end yet. So Jesus went on explaining that the disciples, those who believe in him, would be delivered up and be afflicted. Some are going to be killed for his name's sake, hated for his name's sake. And Jesus, while he was down on the earth, he was hated without a cause. And so if we follow Jesus and we are his disciples, we also are hated without a cause. But we don't need to be troubled. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because it is indeed a blessing and an honor to suffer shame for the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. I believe that on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came down, the disciples They spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, but somebody wanted them to be quiet, and they tried their best to stop them from talking about Jesus. They even whipped them and beat them, and the disciples went back with joy, glory to God, because they had suffered shame for the name of Christ. Glory be to God. And so Jesus explained also that many would be offended. Some would betray one another. Some would hate one another. And that's going on all around the world. Many false prophets have already risen up, and they've already deceived so many people. And Jesus in the 12th verse said, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." And there's so much coldness in the world, but the love of God is so strong and so powerful. It's stronger than death. Glory, hallelujah. "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." After going through all that we're going through, this is not the time for giving up. This is not the time for throwing up hands or quitting or stopping. Praise the Lord, but this is the time to endure unto the end. And if we can hold on for just a little while longer, glory, hallelujah, we can be saved. "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." So Jesus gave them a sure and clear answer. He gave them all the things to expect, all the things to look for. And when we see these things, it lets us know that we are truly close in. Hallelujah. See all of the things that Jesus prophesied being fulfilled. So this is a time to get closer to the Lord. And if you ever needed the Lord before, you sure do need him now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I want to talk about love. And in God's word, there's something for everyone. It doesn't matter who we are, what walk of life we came from, what our background is. Everybody needs love. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 13, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass, tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things, never failing. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part,
and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if we look at some definitions of these words, faith, complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Faith, having that confidence, believing and knowing that there is a reliance that is sure. Complete trust, no wavering, no doubt, that's faith. Hope, a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. And the words that Jesus gave gives us that hope. We have this expectation coupled with desire, knowing that the things that the Lord promised, he will do. Charity, that's the highest form of love. Amen. Love. God is love, and God loves everybody. So we need to have that love, that unconditional love, to be able to love like Jesus loved. His love was so great that he was willing to come down through 42 generations, to come all the way down from his heavenly home, to walk down on the earth among sinful men. And that love that Jesus showed is the same love that we need to show. Hallelujah. That love that caused him to see beyond all the fault and to reach out and forgive. Hallelujah. To restore and to make whole. When certain men brought a woman who was caught in adultery to Jesus to see if he would stone her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus had compassion on the woman, and he forgave her sins. He said to her accusers, "He that be without sin, cast the first stone." Oh, my Lord. And they all began to walk away. But Jesus forgave, and he told her to go and sin no more. Praise be to God. So it's not in the gifts that we have. It's not in how we can give to charities and how we can do all kinds of things, praise the Lord, but we must have love. We can preach from sun up to sundown, but without love, we are nothing. We are just lost. Glory be to God. So having faith, hope, charity, three of them, they work and are intertwined together, glory to God, to bring about salvation. And also, it doesn't matter if you have the gift of prophecy. If you don't have love, you're nothing. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So I want to encourage you to go after God like never before and ask God to put that love in your heart so you can love like Jesus loves, so you can love unconditionally, so you'll be able to forget those things which are behind, that you'll be able to forgive and forget. Thank you, Jesus. That some people, they just hold things in their heart, and they will not let it go, but they keep holding on to it. But yet they say, I love you. I love everybody. But we must have it like the Bible says. Thank you, Jesus. We must love like Jesus loved. So putting aside the things that we have and the things that we do, only what we do for Christ will last. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It has to be all about Jesus. It has to be all about him. And so when you go and you do for everyone else and you neglect your family at home, you're not showing that love like you ought to show it. Thank you, Jesus, because I believe somebody said charity begins at home. So you got to start right at home showing that love. So my brothers, friends, and acquaintances, I encourage you to have love, to have charity. This charity is very kind. It's long-suffering. There's patience in there. Doesn't envy, want what somebody else has. Charity is not like that. Excessive boasting and bragging, vaunting oneself, that's not charity. I did this and I did that and I can do that. Not charity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Charity does not behave itself unseemly, doesn't speak her own, is not easily provoked. Some people have a madness about them and they are so easily provoked. When somebody reach out to them and try to show them love, they get angry and they are easily provoked. And they reject love. Hallelujah. And this is how people are today. As Jesus said, iniquity shall abound. Iniquity, that gross sin that's abounding all around the world, abounding so prevalently. Because of that, the love of many has already waxed cold. But only Jesus can warm you up. Thank you, Lord. Only Jesus can rejuvenate you and cause you to go back to your first love, to turn to God Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, to be able to reach out to your neighbor and show love, to reach out to your fellow man and show this love. So we all need to love more. This is a time to really unite and come together. We don't need to be divided up, because divided we will fall. United we stand, divided we fall. And love is the glue that unites us. Hallelujah. God is love. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for his precious word. And I encourage you to take the word of God in and live by it. Each and every day, live according to the commandments of the Lord. If you haven't been praying or fasting as you ought, you need to get back to it. Because so many, when we first come to the knowledge of the Lord and we accept him as our Savior, you know, we fast and we pray and we're just all in the Word of God, and then somewhere along the line, as time goes on, there's a tendency to slack up. You don't fast like you used to fast. You don't pray like you used to pray. But if that's happened to you, get back to your first love. Get back to loving fasting, loving praying, loving studying the Word of God, loving living for the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. And I can say of a truth that the Lord, he will meet you. He will come to you, and he will take care of you. Amen. He will put that love in your heart where you thought you couldn't love. Amen. God can do everything. God will put that love in there. If somebody has mistreated you, if somebody has been mean to you and just treated you all kinds of ways, you can still love them. And only God can put that kind of love in your heart. It's impossible for us to do it, but it takes God to put the love in our heart. Amen. So don't get caught up just because the Lord bless you and you have gifts and talents and you can do certain things. Make sure that love is in your heart. Amen. And whatever you do for the Lord, do it in love. Glory be to God. We are so grateful. We thank God for the Word of God. And I just want to say to you, God loves you, and God is here for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You have the opportunity right now to come to the Lord. You have the opportunity to experience the love of God. The love of God is so warm. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's such a blessing to be engulfed in his love. So I invite you right now for prayer, whatever your desire is, your request. God is listening, and we're going to pray the prayer of faith. At this time, we're going to be led to the throne of grace by Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds.
We thank you right now, O Lord, eternal God. We thank you for your love and your mercy. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the messenger, O Lord. Oh, my God, we pray that you look upon those who have heard the word on this night. We pray that you will touch their heart, O Lord. Help them to break up their heart and give their life to you. Help them to fall out with their ways, O Lord. Help them to turn from their wicked way. Oh, my God, put the love of God in their heart. Help them to receive your word into their heart. In the name of Jesus, we know you are a deliverer. We know you're able to work everything out, oh, Lord. You're able to fix the situation that may be going on in the home. We know you're able to work it out.
Yes,
Lord. Right now, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, bring peace in the home. Bring love back into the home. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But Lord, we need your love. We need your mercy, Jesus. Help us. Stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. Bless in a special way, Jesus. But right now, Lord, break up the stony heart, oh Lord. Help somebody, oh Lord, to fall on you, Lord, to fall out with their wicked ways. Help them, Lord, to turn unto you before it's too late. We know you're mighty God. You're merciful God. You are a deliverer, Lord. You're able to fix the situation. You know all about it. Oh, my God, we are looking to you today and taking you at your word, trusting in you with our whole heart, because we know you're able to do all things. We know you're able to fix things in the homes, on the job, wherever, in the hospitals, in the prisons. Have mercy, O Lord.
Mercy.
Deliver, Jesus. Praise to the utmost, oh Lord. Praise Jesus. Help somebody, oh Lord. Help them to turn their life around. Help them, Jesus. Move, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Let your blood cover them. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, make every wind whole. We know you're able to wash away sin. Not out of transgression. I know you're delivered, Jesus. Help today, Lord. We're dependent on you. We're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Help us to keep trusting you with all our hearts and help somebody, oh Lord, to turn from their way and say, be saved. Help them to receive the word of God that they may live thereby. In Jesus' name we pray. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. You have remarks, man.
I thank God for the word coming through, and I mean timely, because we are living in the last days. Oh, I tell you, the book of St. Matthew, the 24th sign of the coming of Christ. He soon comes. People may be putting off and fooling around and slowing around, but Jesus is coming back. And he left it on record in his word that nations shall rise up against nations. Somebody might say, well, I heard that way back in my grandmother's time, but nothing has happened. Oh, it's happening. He said it would be earthquakes in diverse places. Look at it. It's earthquakes all over. And he said the nation shall rise against nation. Look at the nation. Iran against the United States. Russia against the United States.
All right.
Nation against nation. People rising up. And he said, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The love of many is waxing cold. The love that they had, they don't have it anymore. And I liken it unto a candle. When you light a candle to melt the wax, but when you blow the fire out, then the wax begins to harden. And that's what Jesus was talking about. He said, because iniquity, wickedness, evil shall abound. It's growing more and more.
Yes.
Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And that's exactly what happened. The word is being fulfilled, and people can't even see it. Jesus is soon to come back. It's time to get in a hurry for your soul. If you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, it's time right now. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart, say the Lord. Now is the time to give your life to Jesus, repent of your sins, and ask God to forgive you of your sins. And everything that you know is not like the Lord. Let it go.
That's right.
The fighting, the cursing, the lying, the cheating, the stealing, backbiting. Let it all go. Give it to Jesus.
Amen.
And let Jesus know, Lord, I don't want to do those things anymore. Help me. I want to be saved. And the Lord will touch you. He'll give you strength so you can be saved. He'll give you strength not to go back to those things.
That's right.
If you take him at his word and believe him, God will do it. Got to get in a hurry. Our time is running out.
Yeah.
Some of us, we're getting up in age. We have the Holy Ghost, Spirit of God abiding in us in order to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air.
Amen.
If we don't have his spirit in us, we will be left behind.
Yes.
And we don't want to be left behind. I know I don't.
Mm-mm.
But Jesus left all the signs to let us know he's coming back. And I believe his word, and I receive his word. We've got to have that charity. We can give money away. We can give our body to be burned. We can do all these things, but without that charity, we are lost.
Yes.
It's all in vain. Only what we do for Christ will last. So I thank God for that beautiful message coming through. Thanks, I mean, keep preaching the word. Keep putting that word out there. Somebody out there, you be encouraged. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the beautiful prayer and also for the beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist May. And we're going to have brief remarks by Evangelist Khadija.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word that came forth tonight, speaking about that faith, hope, and charity. And the greatest is charity, that love that we have to have. God is love. And if we're his people, we ought to have love as well. And I thank God for the remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell and, you know, speaking about that iniquity that has abounded. And the love of many, waxing cold and liking it to that candle, is a very good example. And that's what's happened today. There's, like Vanessa, I mean, began to say, even when she preached, that there is so much coldness in this world. And she's right. But God, he's love. And his people have love. And we just need to let it shed abroad in our hearts. And I thank God for this radio ministry again. Vanessa, I mean, keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those remarks. Thank God once again for each and every one of you who are listening. And I'd like to make a couple of announcements at this time. If you would like to reach out to us, you may do so by emailing prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Again, that is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And also, if you would like to call and leave a prayer request, you may call or text 410-209-7503. That number again is 410-209-5503. And if you would like to listen online to the broadcast, you may log on, or rather go online to blogtalkradio.com/MyKingsService Title I School. If you type that in, blogtalkradio.com/MyKingsService Title I School. When you type that in, you'll see the upcoming broadcast. And we're on every Friday evening at 7 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So once again, we are broadcasting on Friday evenings at 7 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you are welcome to reach out to us, and also we thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for your prayers and your continued support. Praise the Lord. And I'm so grateful for all the various ministries that the Lord has blessed various ones to start, and I just say that we are just blessed. We ought to count our blessings, because what we're going through right now, we're in the midst of something that seems so terrible, that really is terrible, actually. The Lord is yet blessing us. So we are blessed. Thank the Lord for all of the things that he keeps on doing. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we ask that you join us for our next broadcast. This Sunday, if it be the Lord's will. And also, we thank God for our leaders and their encouragement and their continued prayers. And I just want to say to everyone who's listening, continue to be encouraged, continue to look to the Lord, and continue to show love. Just let love rule in your life, and everything else, let it out. Anything that's not like God, just let it all go. God bless you. Praise the Lord. This concludes the radio broadcast for this evening. May the Lord be with you. Keep your minds on Jesus and think of the Lord for the remainder of the weekend. Whatever you do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless.